BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Protests have continued in French cities for a third night following the fatal shooting of a teenager by policemen at a traffic stop in a suburb of Paris on Tuesday. The Interior Minister, Gérald Darmanin, said there'd been more than 100 arrests. Public transport has been halted across the Paris region and local curfews imposed in some suburban areas. Rajini Vaidyanathan is in Nanterre, where the teenager was killed.
This is an ethnically diverse neighbourhood, and some people that we spoke to said that they feel that the police isn't actually working to protect them. We're also getting reports of unrest across the country, including in places further afield, such as Marseille. It's unclear how bad things could be tonight, but certainly the authorities were bracing themselves for further unrest.
President Biden has described the Supreme Court as being out of sorts with American values after its conservative majority voted to upend decades-old affirmative action policies at universities. The court ruled it was not permissible to consider someone's race during the admissions process. Our correspondent David Willis says universities have not given up.
They, with the encouragement of President Biden, will be looking at workarounds to this. President Biden suggested perhaps that adversity, as far as an applicant's upbringing is concerned, might be considered. But the founder of Students for Fair Admissions, the group that brought these cases, has said he and his organization will be looking to make sure that U.S. colleges adhere both to the spirit and the letter of this ruling.
The head of the UN Children's Agency has urged the world not to abandon the people of Haiti, saying it's going through an unprecedented humanitarian crisis. Catherine Russell said gangs now controlled 60% of the capital, Port-au-Prince. A BBC investigation has found that the Wagner mercenary group is still recruiting fighters across Russia, days after staging a mutiny against the country's military leadership. Sarah Rainsford reports.
We called hotlines for the Wagner group in multiple cities, and those who picked up all confirmed that they were recruiting as usual. From Kaliningrad to Krasnodar, they were still signing men up to go and fight in Ukraine. And these were contracts with Wagner itself, not the Russian Defence Ministry. Nothing has changed, we were told, at the many fight centres and boxing clubs we called. That is extraordinary, given that Wagner members took over a city and were marching on Moscow just days ago, shooting down several helicopters on their way and killing the crews. Wagner's refusal to transfer into the regular army is what sparked that mutiny, and it is clear they're still resisting being disbanded even now.
BBC News. A huge explosion close to the headquarters of Sudan's army has rocked the capital, Khartoum, as fighting continues between the country's two rival military factions. The source of the blast hasn't been verified, and there's been no word in casualties. It comes despite several unilateral truces that had been announced by the warring generals to mark the holiday of Eid al-Adha. Mexico's government says the country's extreme heat wave has led to the deaths of more than 100 people in June alone. The latest health ministry figures attributed over 1,000 emergencies this month to the hot conditions. Temperatures have risen past 45 degrees Celsius in some areas in recent weeks. Research has found that prisoners across the world are 9 times more likely to contract tuberculosis than the general population. The World Health Organization estimated that 1.6 million people died from TB in 2021. Here's our global health correspondent, Naomi Grimley.
This is the first time researchers have estimated the rate of tuberculosis in the world's prisons. The study team found that prisoners are 9 times more at risk of developing TB than the general population globally. Researchers also found a strong relationship between TB incidence rates and overcrowding in prisons. The problem is thought to be particularly marked in Central and South America, where prisoner numbers have dramatically increased in countries such as El Salvador and Ecuador.
Astronomers have used an observatory embedded in the ice of the Antarctic to capture a view of our home galaxy that's never been seen before. Using thousands of sensors and long cables under the South Pole, scientists were able to detect ghost particles called neutrinos emitted from the Milky Way. BBC News.